Welcome, everyone. Today is December 12, 2012. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. I'm Kathy, the co-host for tonight. The topic is Unwanted Universal Travelers 101. It's rather a different subject, kind of out there. So Ron will activate the light being found on his host page with peace energy. The topic will discuss the invisible barcodes that are implanted by the aliens to identify us and steal our life force energy. Barcodes are how the alien agenda enforces its control upon humanity. Learn who they are, why they are here, and what can be done. These imposed alien barcodes, if not removed, will affect your true ascension of light. At half past the hour, Ron will provide healing for us. He will clear away robotic programs as a sample, our fear, trauma, and anger bodies. Okay, now for Ron. Hi, Ron. There's a question from a listener after last week's program. The question is, what are these barcodes you mentioned, and what are they doing to us?
Okay, so let's energize the light beam first, and then we'll talk about the barcodes. Everybody, go to the page that we have here, and bring up the light beam in front of you. If you're listening to an archive and you're not really listening to the program, you can go to the Creation Lightship homepage also and get the light beam. But here we go. If not, it's on the host page here. So one, energize it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so we'll talk about barcodes. So a barcode is something that's attached to you by these utes, that's what we kind of call them. These unwanted universal travelers, another word would be alien. Sometimes the word aliens scare people. They should. If you knew what I knew about them, you would run, don't walk away from them, naturally. But there are people out there that think the aliens are here to help us and to bring forth humanity, bring into us their spiritual teachings of oneness, etc. But to remember, we're in duality. That's part of the questions tonight. So when you're in duality, everything that's coming to you outside of yourself, if you're doing channeling or remote viewing or going into the timelines in the future or the past, you're still in duality. You're not in source energy, because source energy does not have any dimensions. It doesn't have a future or a past. It's in the now. So once you start to really understand what we're talking about on these particular programs here on Constant Talk Radio, you're going to really understand that, wow, what I've been listening to sounds really great. It really flatters my ego. I can relate to some of this stuff that other people talk about. But then you start looking at it a little closer, and you're finding out that what you're dealing with is strictly duality. And when you deal with duality, then you deal with spiritual lessons and agreements and contracts from your soul family. You're dealing with these unwanted universal travelers that have given you mind energy. And they brought you into mind energy because you're used to using heart a long time ago, if you can remember that far back. Maybe you can't. But they decided to copy the energy and bring it into mind where they can control you. So we have barcodes put on us. The barcode isn't necessarily like what you found maybe, like at your grocery store where the person scans, some can or container to give you a price. The barcode is energetic. It can also be a physical one on a timeline, but you don't normally have them here that you can physically see. But when you go out on these timelines, you may actually be able to see your barcode put on you. The barcode is a tracking device or a way they can track you at your GPS location. So once you understand what's happening to you, then you have a much better awareness of what you would like to do to get away from them. And we have a lot of clearings on the website to help you out. And there are many free ones. Once you try those, it's on the home page on the left-hand side. It'll say, I believe, sample maybe healings or sample clearings. There's a drop-down box there. I have one for Be Here Now. I have one for the satellites that are transmitting stuff to you. I have one for the receptors on top of your head. We have many other clearings, a gray sky clearing. That one works great if your skies are gray above you. There's an oxygen clearing where the aliens have imprinted the oxygen that you're breathing to give you more barcodes to control you. So the whole thing is, in this unwanted universal travelers, it's the alien agenda to mass control humanity. And that's what they're doing. And they do that through books that people write and read. They do it mainly through religions. And so when you start understanding that source energy does not have any way to keep tabs on you, because source energy allows you to have free will, free choice, then it's up to you to have discernment on what you're doing. And unfortunately, when you don't have discernment and you start doing everything like everybody else is doing, becoming a sheeple, then you may get caught into areas or realms that you don't want to be in. And so that's very detrimental to you, and they can steal your spirit. So the whole thing is duality is in mind energy. Then you have the energy of plus and minus, we'll say, in duality, good and bad, love, hate, etc. You also have ways of kind of understanding that a little bit as you realize you don't want to do something that's bad, so you do something that's good, but on what level is the goodness, okay? Is there still a better goodness up there, you know, on top of what you did? Kind of like going to the store and you see a little container where they're asking for some change out of your pocket to help somebody in need, maybe. So you give a dollar into that container. Well, then you get home and you're judging yourself now. You go, geez, maybe I should have put in $5. Or you say, well, wait a minute. You know, is the person who puts the jar there going to collect my dollar? And then maybe put in 10 cents, okay? So now you're in judgment of what's going on. And there's always ways to look at that. But judgment is in duality. Now, that duality energy is already inside of you, programmed into your DNA. And because of that, you don't have any peace, because you're always running these programs from the darkness in you according to the thoughts of your ancestors. The bottom line is, don't think. You just need one page, one book, and it'll say go within when you open that book up. Everything else out there is going to give you an emotional roller coaster ride. You may want to learn more about spirituality. You may want to learn about your twin flame. You may want to learn about this, that, and the other. But basically, the more that you're gleaning information to yourself and you have those keywords, the aliens work with keywords. They take the keyword energies and connect to you, especially your name and maybe your phone number and address. The whole thing is to get rid of the stored programs inside of you. Remember, you may look at yourself and say, gee, I have a favorite number. Or numbers. I like the number, we'll say, hypothetically, of 53. Well, what did 53 mean to somebody else? You, it's probably brand new in this lifetime, but what does 53 actually stand for? So you have to look at that. And also, you know, the mind-controlling programs on numbers. A lot of people are seeing maybe 12-12 now all the time. That today is 12-12-12. Another mind-controlling program, probably at the height of mind-control programs. You may see 11-11 on your clock. And what's making you look at that clock at 11-11? Well, you're being robotically controlled. You don't care what time it is at at 11:10, you know, or 11:09. No clue. You're just living your life. And all of a sudden, robotic program, remember, you're controlled by the aliens out there, these unwanted universal travelers, and they go, well, we're going to see if this person is still hooked up to our mind control program. Well, they get this little, hypothetically, a little box out, and they put your name in there, and they find your GPS location because they have the implants on you, and they push the button because they know it's going to be 11:11. And they're watching from the beyondo to see if you happen to turn your body, your neck, and your head, and then you have your eyes focus on your particular, say, digital clock, and all of a sudden, it works, and you go, ah, it's 11:11. You go, wow, that's a great number. I see that all the time. And they're laughing back there, wherever they are, going, yep, we got this one good now. They got 11:11. Or maybe it's some other numbers. Or maybe it's 707. You know, who knows? But if you start seeing these numbers all the time, they got you. That's validation completely. Now, the New Agers will say, oh, 11:11 is probably this great number. Well, all they're doing is getting information from the darkness. Because, remember, what's making you look at it? You didn't care about a minute before or the minute after. You got zeroed in on, and you're seeing these numbers that are probably the same all the time. So that's the way that works. So you want to get rid of these energies out of you, along with your DNA programs. That's what we have on the website, is a way to clear away the genetic imperfections in you, which is hanging on to the programs from your ancestors. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. He's noted for clearing people away from their sins. Well, he was doing that when he lived. After he died, there was nobody on the planet as a light being doing that. So that's another misnomer about the life of Jesus and what's happened after he left here. So for about 1,950 years, there was actually zero clearings done by the Jesus that walked the earth 2,000 years ago, even though the churches talk about it continuously. Where you're going when you have a clearing or a healing, the darkness does it for you. Darkness can heal probably quicker and faster than the light because they gave you your problem. So that's the whole thing. They know what's wrong with you. They gave you the mind control programs, the body programs, whatever is happening to you, they know about, because you have the stored DNA and the barcode is in you to validate what they want to do to you. So, back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Ron. That certainly explains what the barcodes are and what they're doing to us. And you've told us before that we're immersed and surrounded by judgment and duality. And now we're learning about the implants and more about the programs that the unwanted universal travelers, known as aliens, have given us in the pretense of it being some sort of gift. So you mentioned the sample healings on your website, creationlightship.com, and I wondered if we could just go through those rather quickly, each one. Starting with the satellite timeline crash, because that's particular to the alien tracking. Could you just explain that briefly and also let us know if that could be ongoing or just used once? Go ahead, Ron.
So the satellite clearing here will get rid of the energies that are being transmitted to you. So what it is, there's somebody out there or something out there, you don't know what these are, I do see them, and I go to battle with them, but basically, you may not even know what they are. So what happens to you is that they're transmitting energy to you, these mind control programs, that's going to allow you to become affected by what they choose to do with you. I can remember seeing people doing a lot of chanting once during one of the elections. And it was kind of strange because all the people when I was back in New York were having a great time talking about who won the presidential election. And I looked at them and I go, well, these people are really mind-controlled to be doing that. Well, remember, what you're doing is one thing and what they're taking off you is something else. So you need to remember that. You need to get this stuff off of you. And this is one way you can do that. So that's what that clearing does. Do it more than one time. And if you haven't tried it out yet, go to the website tonight and try it. And you're going to feel yourself become maybe more conscious. Maybe you have a problem with your mind. Your thinking abilities maybe isn't quite, there doing stuff. So you need to understand that these can actually help out what you're doing here. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, great. Thank you. The satellite timeline crash can be used as needed. Some people run it all night long to help get the disconnected from those alien timelines. All right, so now the Earth Protect timeline crash, Ron. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, what that one does is get rid of the unwanted universal travelers that are connecting to us here on the Earth. So all these are dealing with energies that you may not even understand or know, but just do the clearing.
Okay, if we have that clearing up, there's a space in it where we can put in either a name or a place, correct? So we can perhaps put in our own hometown or county or our name?
Yes, that is correct. And so that helps you to get rid of energies where you're going to be or where you are, bring forth a much better consciousness. Remember, you're dealing with consciousness. You're dealing with your thinking. You're also dealing with how your physical body is remote controlled by them. So once you can get a clearer thought in your head, which is still alien, but you can get rid of them out of there, you do the mind a heart drop and become heart-centered, and a lot of your troubles and problems will go away that you're thinking about. So remember, you want to live in peace. So by all means, you know, you want to do those clearings. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. Now for the gray skies timeline crash. Today we had gray skies. Some areas have gray skies on the globe than others. Is it for just gray skies or any time? And what does it do?
Yeah, the gray sky clearing normally takes away the gray skies that are above you. The gray skies are a camouflage sky. Remember, what you're seeing out there at night and even in the daytime is strictly a hologram. And if you wonder why some days are better than others, it's because the hologram is probably controlled by a different alien race. Remember that they're making that the illusion for you. I've talked to people who actually looked up in the daytime, and they saw holes in the sky, and it was black with stars behind it, which means that there was something goofy going on, and maybe the alien race that was controlling the skies at the time didn't have the proper complete program, and they have some problem with their program, so they had a hole in it. So remember, what you see with your eyes isn't always real. But that clearing is very good. If you have, especially now with bad weather coming, maybe you hear the news report and they're going to be having, lots and lots of rain or snow, get on there and do that clearing, and you're going to notice that the sky will probably change. You may want to do it for more than an hour, though. Some people have done it, and within 10 minutes, the sky above their house changes, and everything else around them is still kind of funky looking, but above their house, they got sunshine. So that clearing is very good, and it's a free clearing. So by all means, do the gray sky clearing. It's the best thing you could ever do for yourself, and also gets rid of those aliens out there that are hiding behind the clouds. Remember, they're using that gray sky as a camouflage. And they're behind the cloud, behind the curtain of the cloud, doing mind control patterns on everybody in your city, including you. Well, back to you, Kathy.
About those gray skies, my ancestors used to always say when they saw gray skies that there's trouble brewing in those clouds. And then I've noticed, Don, you had posted a lot of photos of gray skies that did look like saucers. The clouds looked like spaceships. And now you say that those are the camouflage spaceships. They're invisible, being cloaked behind the clouds. And so that is quite remarkable and a great clearing to have. It really, I've heard people say on your programs that it does open up the sky above their house. I've used it for my entire county and noticed that I had it running for about 999 minutes. And I noticed that within hours, all the clouds were out of the county, at least in the area I was in. Okay, moving down to the 2,000-year barcode removal. Now, this is a rather lengthy one I want to mention because it's got a lot of elements to it. So go ahead, please, Ron, and discuss those.
Now, the 2,000-year barcode removal, that's designed for people who don't get what I'm talking about, okay? Or they don't get anything about what's going on because they're too heavily mind-controlled. So what you do is you go on that clearing, and it even works great for yourself. You can put other people's names in there if you wish, and they'll start to waken up. And as they start waking up, they'll start realizing that they've been probably duped during this lifetime about false information. So you just need to know that this clearing has been put on you. It's a barcode since the time of Jesus. They wanted to keep you from doing the Ascension program. And so in that barcode is ways that you have more than likely found people working with mind energy who probably have read a book and they're telling you all about their experiences, or they're regurgitating other people's information about Ascension and everything else. And that barcode needs to be taken off of you because they're giving you the barcode as they talk with you or connect with you. Like I mentioned before, you know, the books on spiritual metaphysics, et cetera, that's out there is all from the mind energy. Like I said, all you need is one book, one page, go within. So get rid of those books, even though you're not using them. They still have that darkness energy, the mind-controlling energy in the words. They're keywords. A lot of words are keywords that connect to you through barcode. The 2,000-year barcode is designed to get rid of the energy that is keeping you from awakening for the true ascension of light 2,000 years after Jesus. So that's what's coming up here shortly at some point. So by all means, you need to get that clearing off of you and your loved one. Do it many times. You're going to be finding yourself getting awakened more. You're going to feel more consciousness, feel more of your spirit energy, and that's what you need. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, it's amazing, Ron, what you said, that the barcodes can be just simply given to you without your knowledge through keywords, which also would not be to your knowledge. So these barcodes are just handed out as another gift from the dark side. And it's appropriately called 2,000-year darkness barcode removal. And Ron's advising everyone to do this now. It's free, so thank you for that, Ron. It has 21 steps that take 5 minutes each because they cover 100 years at a time, starting with 0 to 100 A.D. all the way up to 2100 A.D. So that's very thorough, Ron. So you would suggest we do this probably when we feel we need to. Are we going to be able to tune into that, or how often do you think we should do this?
I would probably, if you have the time, do it maybe once a month, especially now since we're coming to the alien abduction on the 21st of this month. There'll be people being taken off planet, clone replica of them will come in place here, replaced by them, and that replica will not change. But what people have now is a cloned replica that gets switched out every 10 minutes. And so every 10 minutes, you're a different you, different cloned body of you, and the new ones coming in will be a complete clone. Now, the older clones that were complete, never got changed out, they had a short lifespan. I think some may have had up to about 15 years before they started to deteriorate. I don't know what the new ones are going to be like. So if you notice some of the movie stars that get switched out off and on, you can just watch different movies of different people. You know, maybe your favorite movie star will be on there, and notice how they look. Get a movie that's maybe 10 years old compared to the one that you're looking at, and see how that person physically looks. And also look at the eyes. The eyes are a really good giveaway. If the person has really beautiful... And most of clones have blue eyes for some reason. So if they have really beautiful blue-looking eyes and they're really shiny, then you can change and look at them and just see if they look bluer, like a glass doll eye. Remember the old doll that used to be, I guess it's Shirley Temple doll, I think, had blue eyes. But just look at some of the older glass eyes that you saw in dolls, and they'll be having that very, very bright eyes coming through the new clone. So we'll see what happens after the first of the year here as people get cloned out. And the clones should probably be more docile, but you don't know what's going to happen as far as their lifespan, and they'll be completely robotic. And I've already started seeing that quite often, so as other people. So it's they're already here. They're doing prototypes right now. I've been doing that for the last 2 months. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so it bears repeating that the 2,000-year barcode removal, Ron created it and made it free because it's just that important. You heard what he just said about clones, and also that the removal of the barcode will dissolve any fear of the light and may also enable you to see more and have a greater understanding of the light. And you can do it for someone else, he said. And they don't have to know about it because their spirit will always accept healing from the creation light ship no matter what. So, Ron, I see we're at half past the hour. And, Ron, you're going to provide a sample healing for us. I just want to mention to the audience that when Ron commands the healing energy, a lot of people report a feeling of heat, involuntary muscle twitch, or tingle of energy. And we want you to know that any type of physical reaction is considered a normal part of the healing as more of your spirit fills the space that was cleared from you, the densities that were cleared. Some people feel the healing release as a heaviness leaving them, which could be an indication that you need to do the whole life clearing. If you didn't feel anything at all, that is normal too, but know that the healings do work, because our spirits will always welcome true light from the creation lightship, another word for source energy. And now, Ron, you were going to do a robotic program clearing, so over to you.
Okay, everybody. So let's work on your left hand and wrist and fingers on the left side, okay? So I'm going to take off the alien robotic program that's connected and attached to you. And I want you to wiggle your hand back and forth and kind of look at it with your eyes. And you might even see a coloration change if you take away this here. And your hand will probably feel heavy. And then we're going to do the right hand and wrist and fingers. So we're going to do the left one first. And I'm going to count to 10 to release it. Here we go. So 1, 2. Well, this is just one alien race connected to you. There's thousands of races, okay? So we're doing the one right now that's connected to you. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's probably about half taken, so we'll do it again. We go your hand back and forth. It should be getting lighter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now see how your hand is feeling. Wiggle it back and forth. It should feel very, very flexible, okay? Now move your right hand, and it should feel like it probably weighs about twice as much, and it's like trying to move through like water, where your left hand just kind of flops around back and forth. And now we're going to take off the robotic program on your right hand, wrist, and fingers. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now check out your right hand. And it should feel like you're just flopping around. Very, very loose. And wiggle your fingers now. Have to do fingers on both hands again here. There's some more energy on them from another alien race. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So wiggle your fingers. They should feel completely different. And you might be wondering, well, what happened here? Well, it was the barcodes and program attached to the barcode that was taking off of you now so that you can feel more spirit energy. And your spirit now is reuniting with your body, and that's why you're feeling better. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, I do feel that robotic clearing in my right hand here. Really feels loose, and it feels different. I like this, and I do use my right hand a lot, so this is very freeing. I can just imagine what it would be like to free the whole body. Okay, so next you are going to clear the fear body, trauma body, for learning about the alien agenda and having our spirit stolen.
Okay, so here we go. We'll do a fear body clearing, and this will be relating to having your spirit taken. Remember, it gets stolen each time you have a barcode put on, too. So if you're in fear of that, here we go. We're going to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do a anger one. So if you feel some kind of relief and now you're just really being upset because these unwanted universal travelers are connecting to you and you're really angry about it, here we go. So we'll do a anger clearing for that issue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that's pretty rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, take a deep breath, see how you're feeling here. Inhale, exhale, and just see if you feel more peace energy. So back to you, Kathy.
That does feel much more peaceful, Ron. It's great that you cleared away the anger because so often we learn something and feel angry and then we have no way to really, any safe way to release it. We don't want to, take it out on someone else. I think that happens probably all too often. So thank you for clearing this. And you mentioned it was an anger body, and you had the trauma body, fear body, emotional body, those types of divine clearings. Can you please explain more about those invisible bodies?
Yeah. you have a lot of invisible bodies that you cannot see naturally. These are energies that the Earth Spirit put in place. The Earth Spirit realized that these unwanted universal travelers were connecting to you. And because they use mind, mind energy is psychic attack energy. So I'm sure that you all realize that. Somebody thinks a bad thought about you, and you can feel it, or even a good thought. It all depends how you perceive the thoughts and how you are looking at it. But basically, all thoughts are bad as they're projected to you. So what happens is if those thoughts were to connect with your physical body, you would become devastated, and your body would more than likely self-destruct because the psychic energy is just so strong. So you have a lot of invisible energetic bodies that is with you that absorb all of these energies that you're dealing with. And remember, when somebody thinks of you, they're doing a psychic attack on you, unfortunately, and that's just the way it is. So you have to know that, wow, I don't want to have that happen to me. Well, everybody does it. So the only way you can have any kind of self-defense is to have these energetic bodies activated. Then they get clogged up, and when they get completely clogged up, then they start leaking into your physical body with your energy, and then you're on that emotional roller coaster ride, and you start wondering why you don't feel very well, and also why you are starting to die. And you die only because of these energetic bodies getting contaminated. You want to clear them out. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. He cleared away the energies, the psychic attack energies from people, and that's what he was doing. He was clearing away the emotions. The emotions collect all that. So you need to know that this is a very important clearing to do, and without doing it, you're not going to live very long because these bodies get contaminated and then leak into your physical body, causing you discomfort, pain, trauma, and illness. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, on your website, creationlightship.com, you have on the left side a whole section for alien barcode removals. And we want to know about the barcode removals a little bit more. You have the Ascension 2012 barcode removal and Spirit barcode removal. Among those, can you please give us some more information about what would be absolutely recommended for removing barcodes for Ascension, the true Ascension?
Well, the main thing is to get your spirit cleared away. So that's probably the most important one to do. That way, if the darkness comes, and the ascension time, you know, does happen, the darkness will take you because they know about timeline, and they can take you before ascension actually happens. So even though the light works in the now, somehow the darkness has a clue of what can be happening. And even if they don't know, that it can still take you sideways, you could be off on a parallel lifetime. Maybe you're sleeping and you're living a parallel life somewhere. And then all of a sudden, ascension time happens when you're sleeping. Then they got you completely. So you get that clearing, and the light can find you. Otherwise, the light doesn't even know that you're here. The light doesn't recognize your energy because it gives you free will, free choice. It only recognizes you every 2,000 years. That's kind of the way you need to look at it. The barcodes are put on you, and that spirit barcode is a big must to do. Another thing is the 2012 Ascension one. That's what we're looking at right now. That's mainly designed for the Mayans, but we have other ones, too, that are connected with that because all the alien races now are getting on board to steal you, to find you, to take you away off-planet to somewhere else in the Beyondo. And, you know, it's very disconcerting to know that humanity is going to have this happen to them. So that's kind of where we are right now. And you want to get rid of these particular situations. There's many alien races on that particular clearing. Some people are understand and know what these races are. Remember, you might think of something some race that maybe you tune into the Arcturians, or you tune into the Pleiades, the Syrian, you know, whatever. Maybe you have your own particular one that you have more favor to over the other ones. Well, that just means that they're connecting to you. You know, very, very bad. So you want to get these things out of your reality and consciousness. So back to you, Kathy, and the barcodes are a way to help you get rid of these. Can't guarantee they'll get rid of all of them, but I can tell you that it will help you.
Okay, it's worth repeating those names. They were the Spirit Barcode Removal and the Ascension 2012 Barcode Removal that Ron absolutely recommends for the light to find you at Ascension time. They are listed on the left side of creationlightship.com under Alien Barcode Removals on the home page. Very easy to find. Thank you for those, Ron. And also, we were going to finish discussing the other barcode removals you have. And you mentioned that the aliens tracked us. So you have one called the Alien Human Hybrid Tracking Barcode Removal. And it does have a little bit of description on it. However, you had this one created because of our DNA. So maybe you'd like to explain a little bit about that one, Ron.
Yeah, there are people out there that have, say, the genes of aliens in their body. And because of that, the aliens, these unwanted universal travelers, need to keep tabs on you. So there's people out there, and I'll just say maybe it's only about 10% of the people that are out living life are tracked and abducted on a consistent basis. Now, everybody is off on timeline, but I'm talking about a true abduction where you go up on a ship and they check you out, do testing on you, probes, etc. And then from there, they want to make sure that their specimen of you, because you are a hybrid, is doing okay here. And I'm sure there's people listening right now that they know what I'm talking about, because they do see little people come into their room at night, or big people. They may see different colors of light coming. They feel pinpricks. All these things are the way that they're connecting to you. But there are people that, as I'm talking right now, say, yep, I'm one of those people. So that's probably 10% of the listeners. The other 90% may say, yeah, I've never been on an alien ship, but I don't really believe too much of this here. I do see 1111 all the time, so maybe he's talking about something that I can relate to, but you may not have a clue of what I'm talking about. But they do track people, and that's normally family-related, which means that if you're being tracked right now, then your parents have, and it could go back, you know, for thousands of years, because you are their specimen. They may want to actually take your children. You know, I know people who've had children and they were abducted and, changed. And then all of a sudden the child comes out and, the child looks a little different, maybe a little smarter than the parents, but you wonder why that would be. It could even be people are using different words here. I don't know, the crystal people, the indigo children. These are probably people that have been typically abducted, the fetus, and the body has been changed somewhat, and they just appear to have a little more talents, okay? And so that's people that are definitely probably a category type of person that would be in the abduction process of the alien. So most people don't talk about it like I do like that, because it might scare you. You might say, I have an indigo child or something. And you mean that they took the fetus out of me at a certain time when I was carrying the baby? The answer is yes. Did they impregnate the baby in me? Very possibly. You thought it was your husband or boyfriend, but may have been somebody else. And maybe they took the sperm samples and changed it. Maybe they put the person into a test tube, you know, your child, and change it genetically a little bit, and that's why it is different than what you are. So all these are alien experimentation. Remember, all the governments on this planet have agreed to having people abducted in exchange for technology. So if you look at that and you wonder, well, are the governments controlled by aliens like I am? Yeah, you are controlled by aliens, and so are the governments. And so, automatically, everybody here is. And the aliens are also controlled by other aliens above them. This is a fact of duality. This is why people talk about different dimensions, and that we're choosing, or people are planning to go to like the fifth dimension for ascension. Well, what is that? It's another alien agenda, okay? And then people also, you know, are talking about, if there are aliens, aren't they really nice ones? Well, what have they done for you recently? No? Do they bring in an invention for cars? Everybody has a car, typically. Do they have one that's fuel efficient, that runs off of the sun? Well, they have their own way of propulsion. You think the alien ships go to a gas station? I doubt that. So, where is their technology? Oh, anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy. So, the main thing is that I'm saying is that the aliens aren't doing anything really good to you. Mainly it's all abductions, and they're experimenting with you, tracking you. And the bottom line is that you're on their food chain. And remember, as above, so below. People here eat meat, cattle. Well, we can just extrapolate that for ourselves here. Remember the movie District 9? And in District 9, aliens had and loved cat food in a can, okay? Oh, what's in that can? The cat, and that's the food that they want to eat. It's called cat food. So what are we going to have for us here? What's going to happen to us in 10 years? Are we going to be able to see aliens with maybe male and female human food in a can? Who knows? I already see that happening on timelines anyway. When I battle the aliens, I have seen things that are very, very awful. And for most people, be frightening. And you probably would not really want to even see what I saw. I've seen, but that's what's out there. So, main thing is, are aliens your friend? Well, typically not. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, after listening to you for the last 2 years, I totally believe it. And I've seen for myself a lot of the things you were talking about, no question. I also do want to mention another movie you had told us about, which was called Metropolis. It was made, it was a silent film, and it absolutely describes and depicts the alien agenda. And after about 20 minutes of that movie, I could no longer watch it. But it was a lot like everything you had said. There was no talking, but it was so well made. They made the message so very clear. Anyway, I do want to continue on with your amazing divine healings for alien removals. You've got one called Alien Head Connectors and Implant Removals. That's another free sample clearing on the left side of the website. And it removes alien head connectors, alien head implants, and it offers spirit integration. So can you tell us a little bit about that, Ron, with just a few minutes left?
Yeah, I'll just do the clearing here. So here we go. So what this does is it helps to take away the receptors that were put on you by these unwanted universal travelers, better known as aliens. I don't perceive any one race as being better than the others. I have dealt with all of them on a negative fashion, we'll say, as they attempt to oppose the light. Remember, if they're in duality, they don't know what light is, because light is peace. They would not even be here. So here we go. Feel how the top of your head feels. And note how it feels after I'm done here. And our show will be ending in a couple of minutes here. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release these connectors. And you might feel maybe a little dizzy now, possibly. You might feel your head changing, and you're going to have more consciousness. Here we go. So one, this is an alien tracking program released from you, from these connectors on top of your head, like little antennas. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They're getting released now. This will probably last for about 15 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, that should feel pretty good for most of you. So there we go, everybody. So just see how your body is responding. Back to you, Kathy. Our show's about coming to a close here.
Thank you, Ron, for the removal of the alien head connectors and implants that you said will last for about 15 minutes. That really feels wonderful. So I want to mention in conclusion that our next program will be talking about spirit and how your spirit will know the true ascension when it's missed so many already, and direct you to creationlightship.com, from which the divine clearings are that we discussed. And Ron has a lot of information on its website, many archives from over Ron's other four other programs that are very informative and revealing. And every program is about how to get densities off ourselves so we can prepare our body and spirit for the true ascension of light.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud, very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart, and you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.